This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Traffic deaths in Denver have been on the rise since 2020. So far this year, there have been 81 fatal accidents. Veronica Penny has more.
Vanessa Lacayo of the Denver Department of Transportation and Infrastructure says speeding, aggressive driving, driving under the influence, and not wearing a seatbelt all contributed to the high number of traffic deaths this year. The department is focusing on making roads and intersections safer for pedestrians and encouraging safer and more attentive driving behavior. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
Colorado has a new type of missing person alert. The system will specifically highlight Indigenous people, and it goes live today. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Native people go missing at alarmingly high rates, four times as often as other racial and ethnic groups in some parts of the country. Raven Payment is part of a missing and murdered Indigenous persons task force in Colorado. She says she hopes the new Amber Alert style system brings attention to cases.
Hopefully it'll alert those places to be on the lookout, or, oh, hey, I do think I saw that person recently. Calling relatives across the state. We're a pretty quickly connected community.
Colorado is the second state in the country behind Washington to have the system. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Thank you for joining us. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. And just a reminder that CPR News and KRCC have both been able to be here for you this year because of member support. So keep that connection strong with a tax-deductible year-end gift now. Thank you. You're probably seeing a lot of snow outside your window today across the Front Range. It should be mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 30s. It's 11:06.